Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 welcome back, where we at it again. Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. This is another Sunday fun day, so as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people.
All right, shout out to our top five countries tuning in. It's the same five still holding it down as they do. Mo, what is the top five?
The top five. Well, it's the same from last week. Let me just double
same
back.
Same for the last couple months. They've been holding it down.
Yeah, yeah. So, if it's the same from last week, because we did have a change, because Bangladesh, you know, knocked out India for that fifth spot. So if it's the same from last week, big shout out to Bangladesh coming in at number five. Big shout out to, you know, up north in Europe. That is Finland. Big shout out and peace and love to the people out there, you know, holding us down. Number three, we have not the country, but the continent. the continent down under, Australia. Big shout out to the Outback and whatnot. Number two, big shout out to Brazil, especially the lovely city of Salvador, all the blends and the shades of beautiful people out there. And number one, of course, we have the home team, the United States of America. So big shout out to all 50 states, the East Coast, the South, the West Coast, the Great Lakes. And I come to you from New Amsterdam, a.k.a. NY City. So peace and love. And, you know, tell a friend, log on and listen if your country isn't on the countdown so you can get a shout out.
Yes, sir. Man, this week is called Beautiful Chaos for me. Beautiful Chaos.
Oh, like that.
Rearranging things, letting go of things, pulling my energy back, you know, trying to figure out where and what is happening. You know, where's the chaos coming from and how can I repair it, right? And so, again, tonight's topic is moving with a pure heart, you know, how to avoid karma, how to continue to ascend. And so, yeah, you know, we got to pay attention to the conversations that we have with people. And you know, our attention goes where our energy flows, right? And so if we have in conversation and communicating with energies that aren't, you know, vibrating at their highest frequency, what you think going to happen to you, you know? And so we have to be enlightened enough to be able to say, ah, you know what? My energy ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't been paying attention to it. I just been in this shit. My energy ain't right now. And sometimes we have to pull back and work on ourselves. So for me this week, it's like working on myself. What do I need to fix? What do I need to adjust? What do I need to change, if anything? How do I move forward being the best version of myself, right? And this week, you know, last week was just a little bit off, you know, and I'm like, okay, I've been off with my energy, so how? So it's readjusting my energy. And as soon as I realign my energy, then everything just fell right back into place. So, beautiful chaos, man. How was your week?
Oh, yes. So my week was business as usual. You know, once again, I'm leading with my mantra, especially finishing out this year of 2023. So, you know, it's forward thinking. Remember how smart you are. So big shout out to Vintage Nubian. Shout out to my wife. Doing some rearranging on that. So I am so, you know, pumped up to see what the future has in store for that as we rearrange and get things, and really just get things just totally organized and, you know, take some nice steps in 2024. So I'm happy where that's at right now. Shout out to the interior decorating. That was on point. You know, shout out to, you know, all my clients and customers, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. And then real estate, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the real estate game. You know, just in my office this week, you know, 34th, right around 34th Street, right not too far away from like Madison Square Garden. So making that happen in the city. Let me see. And then, like I said, just, you know, ending this year out on a strong note. You know, we only got a few more weeks until we into 2024. So, you know, a lot of just things on the horizon. I can't wait to talk about this topic tonight. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we got Black with our spiritual conversation. So once again, yeah, my week is forward thinking. Remember how smart you are, you know, sticking to the script.
Right. Okay. That's what's up, man. The high vibrations, man, moving forward. I was just talking to somebody that, somebody from Florida that we both did real estate, you know, and they still keep their license active, but they was talking about how people are complaining about the real estate market now. And I'm like, how can you complain about the market? You know, them couple of years that you had it good, you know you got to get in and get out. And I was just telling my partner, I'm like, you know, what people fail to realize is when they see money flowing, they feel like, ah, and they get comfortable, right? They get so comfortable that they start doing things and feeling like, oh, well, I got this money coming in, and you're planning for money to come in versus planning for where you are right now. You know what I'm saying? So if you plan for the good days and the bad days, then the bad days won't really affect you, right? One of the things that I always do, you know, as far as, you know, things is, you know, pay all my utilities up at the top of the year. You never know what's going to happen during that year. Having that extra, you know, makes sense. So now that I'm 100% self-employed, it makes sense for me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, planning, you know, being proactive instead of reactive, right? It's time right now. If you're 40 or over, everybody don't want a house. If you're in a condo, buy your condo, pay it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, buy your condo, pay it off. Get your car, pay it off. Whatever you're doing. New York, y'all live a little different because, you know, y'all don't really need cars too tough. You know, people have cars that have long commutes. But other than that, you have the railroad stations and stuff like that. But New York is a target right now. You know what I'm saying? So I would say even to you, keep everything in order. Because with all the immigrants going on, targets that would be on the radar if Russia tend to jump, you know, New York is New York. So, you know, pretty much getting in order and making sure things are in order, because now you got a whole nother illness that's out here that's affecting children and adults. Everybody that I talked to, even tonight, I had for the OCE5 service, I ended up just saying, just send the messages over. I had a couple people that was out, and one of them was like, man, I'm sick. I just don't feel good. And it then, you know, everybody. And so for me, I don't really, I make sure I keep my immune system up, because if I get sick and the mucus get in my lungs, then it's going to carry on for a long time, because I done beat bronchitis, but I still have those bronchi holes. My bronchi holes are still bigger and deeper than the normal person in my lungs. So I try not to put myself in a situation where I'm sick, because I know it's going to be something that's lingering. But I'm talking about, I've talked to so many people just in the last week. Either they just got over being sick or they sick now. So it's something that's out here. You know, everybody's like, oh, I took a COVID test and it's nothing. You know, it's not showing up. Blah, blah, blah. These tests, they're not recognizing what they just released. You know, the kids, man, my kids was out for a whole week for Thanksgiving. They was out all of last week. Monday, they went Monday, then they was out Tuesday through Friday. Because they wasn't, you know what I'm saying, feeling well. And so when the teachers called me, it's like, they okay? I'm like, you know, yeah, they okay. But I want to make sure that my children come back not contagious or whatever it is. It may not even be something that can be contagious. But in my mind, I want to make sure that my kids are straight. I'm not like my parents. You got to go to school every single day no matter what, you know. If your stomach ache, stay home and get back to school. I want my kids to be well. And they were telling me that everybody's sending their children to school sick right now. And the teacher, one of the teachers ended up getting sick from the students, right? So she was out for a week, and then she just took out for another week because she's like, the symptoms, they just drop in, and they progress as time go on. So whereas you thinking, oh, 5 days, I'm good. No, after them 5 days, that's just that symptom. Then you got a whole nother set of symptoms that's coming in. So I'm like, golly, you know, so just be mindful. I told my kids they got to wear masks because I don't know what the hell these people got. They got something called pneumonia and RSV that's floating around, and those two things have already been there, but what this virus is doing is pushing those things. So everybody's sick everywhere. They're not talking about it too tough. CDC is like, oh, you have nothing to worry about, but that's the same thing they said with C-19. Oh, you have nothing to worry about, and then boom, the whole world, you know, messed up. So you can't trust the CDC. You can't trust anybody, but trust what you see and what you know. Again, it was about getting my house in order. I was going to do some little grocery shopping, and I just said, no. I went ahead and did what I had to do for, you know, a while. So these are things that we're not worrying about. We're not finna, you know, anything happen. We ain't rushing out to get food now. I got to go do the stocking up or the other stuff, and I'm good. Like, we just really sitting back over on these parts. But there's something going on, and, you know, it's like, hey, they releasing the shit. And we sitting back like, well, what's next, you know? You got a Democratic Party in the office that know that they losing, and they too quiet about it. You know what I'm saying? So, and this is what people are talking about. Everybody's talking about Trump and how everybody perceiving Trump and Trump winning, but the Democrats are very quiet. And so when you think about such a racist political party, these people don't care about American lives. They've shown you that with 9/11 and going to war. You know, Putin told them, don't interfere with this war. You know, last week Putin took the deadliest nuclear weapon that exists on Earth that they know of, and he loaded it. It's loaded on the loading dock. And it took a half a day to get that loaded. That bitch is loaded, okay? to the point all it has to do, all he got to do is say the word. This bitch go out in the universe. It go out in space and then come back around and can hit multiple targets within 30 minutes, right? So all these things that people aren't talking about, and again, New York is one of the targets, but it's where all of the missile plants are. All of the silo plants are. So, you know, that's what they expected them to target. But nobody's talking about shit. Putin just can say go. He launching a nuclear weapon. He said, y'all will be, I will do something that you will forever regret. That's still sitting there lingering. You got all these illnesses out here, and then you got two World War III possibly in the mix, you know, one or the other. You know, the Democrats don't care about the American people, and they never did. So they will take casualties just to say that they turned around and did something to defeat it. And right now they're defeated because Joe Biden is just down in the numbers and everything. You know, everybody know he can't even finish a fucking sentence. So instead of them losing with care, they're going to do something so that, you know, they lose, you know, they, like, you know, fuck it. And remember I said that. Same thing with Bush. Bush was losing when Bush did that 9/11 shit, right? And then he go, oh, Saddam Hussein, well, not Saddam Hussein, but Osama bin Laden, you know, launched attack on America. Bruh, you know how heightened our security is, how advanced even back then our military was. No, you ran them motherfucking planes into that goddamn them buildings, right? So let's just be mindful. It's a lot going on. And at the blink of an eye, at any given moment, things can change, okay? So let's just stay in tune. Live life like it's golden, but still.
Wow. Yeah, man, I'm just vibrating higher. I ain't even, you know, that's why I don't watch the news. So for that reason. But yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, tonight's topic is for the rundown for the one time.
Yes. Leading with a pure heart to win. Spiritual conversation. So, yeah. Let's get into it.
Leading with a pure heart to win. So, you know, it's so easy. And I was watching somebody on social media. I was watching this person. They're so talented, extremely talented, right? Just so many different so many different aspects about this person is talented, right? But this person had a very envious heart. You know what I'm saying? And so they're not winning on every aspect. They're not winning on every aspect that they can for the fact that, you know, they heart. And so, and this took me a long time to learn this lesson, right? So you got somebody, your enemies, your adversaries, and they're against you. And you know that you can go against them, and in your mind, you're going to win. So they go against you, and you say, okay, since you're going against me, I'm going to go against you, right? Now, there are stages and times that we will, you know, have to stand up for ourselves, especially if you got somebody that just won't stop. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's just, you know, not letting up, then you gotta maneuver in different ways. But for the most part, you allow these people to be them, right? So when we sit on certain levels, if they ain't hating on you, if you ain't got no adversaries, you ain't really doing nothing, right? Ain't nobody finna dislike and be jealous of just nobody, right? Even though they're never going to admit that they're jealous of you, even though they're never going to admit that you did something that they wanted to do, even though they're never going to admit that, you know, that they, your adversaries study you. Oh, they think they all of that. Well, thank you for thinking I'm all of that, because for you to throw that out there, obviously you think I'm all of that. Obviously you think this. Obviously you think that, right? When somebody is vibrating at the highest frequency, they're not trying to tear nobody down because they know what it took to get there, And they know that any false move will bring you backwards, right? Any false move is like your spirit team mollywhopping you. Like, look, now we went through all of these things, right? Even in relationships, you know what I'm saying? I remember when I was in Florida one time and I was having the radio show. And I forgot what we were talking about, but I was talking in front of people and I was like, hey, you know, you shouldn't be in the energy of cheating on your partner, right? And I've always been against it, either be open or, you know, walk away. And so this person said to me, talking about if you do it right, they won't even know you're cheating. But then I look at the person who has this energy, who is speaking this to me, and I'm like, man, your life already fucked up. You you can look at people's lives and see. So I'm like, but if you're gonna be with somebody, then why would you cheat? If they cheated on you, then walk away. But cheating back because they cheated on you means that you're reducing yourself to a lower level. So when God tells us to always move with a pure heart and to not be in our ego, those are big pills to swallow. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, yeah. She was talking about me, so, you know, I had to give her the business. Oh, I used to call myself the petty queen. I'm an Aquarius. I was good at being petty. Oh, boy, you will not top me at the pettiness, right? But I had to learn that it's not for me. It's not for me to fight. It's not for me to, you know, worry about. So now where I'm sitting at, in order for me to balance out something with my adversaries or to go back and forth with my adversaries, I got to dumb myself down to do that, right? People that talk about you, people that's hating on you, people that's in this energy, they beneath you, right? You know, you ain't finna be sitting here talking about, oh, that motherfucker bum, they ain't got nowhere to live at. You're not finna be hating on somebody that's a bum. You're going to be hating on somebody that people like, that people perceive to be a way, that people adore, that you secretly adore. You know what I'm saying? That's who you're going to be hating on. That's who you're going to be talking noise about. That's who you're going to be around here not giving your credit. You know what I'm saying, too? That's who you're going to have these issues with, the people that you adore, that got more than you. Who's gonna dislike somebody that got less than them? You know, like, child, like, the first thing they'll say, if you ever pay attention, child, you ain't even doing nothing. You ain't even worth my time. So for somebody to just go back and forth, they don't have to mention to you that they see you as competition or they see you in a better position than them. They're going to go back. Yeah, their actions going to show you how they think of you, and they think highly of you, right? And so in order for us to win on a spiritual level, we have to lead with a pure heart. Oh, they said that about me? Oh, man, that's cute. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that they are a fan of mine. You feel me? That's how we got to move. We can't be combative. We can't go back and forth. We can't argue. We just got to say okay and let it be. You feel me? We in these connections as divine feminine energy, right? When you are in a connection and people are like it's toxic, right? It's your duty to fix the toxicity. And if you can't fix the toxicity, then that's a situation that you don't need to be in. If you want to sit, catch your partner cheating, you can't communicate and fix that, then remove your energy. You know what I'm saying? When you go, as soon as you go to cheat back on that person, that's when you open up your door for karma. Because as divine feminine energy, right, our silence, just us removing our energy is enough. You know what I'm saying? And so what? They may go on and act like they happy with somebody else and be in another relationship, but you will always be that person that they always think about. I don't want them to think about me. I want my relationship. I want how you want something that's just not working. When you got a pure heart, you will realize that you are on a different level than said individual, and it's just not to be. It's not going to work. So when we start moving, when we start moving in the energy of realizing who we are, right? Because other people realize who we are. That's why they hating on us. That's why they talking noise about us. That's, you know, somebody cheat on you, it's not a you thing, it's a them thing. You know what I'm saying? when we in these energies and people are doing all these things at that moment, that's when you're supposed to realize, Mo, man, I'm really doing something. See, sometimes we be so caught up in the mix of doing what we're doing, we don't think that we're doing that because we haven't achieved this goal that we set for ourselves. And this goal could be extremely high. So we're not tapping into our spiritual self with this. We just like, what? And we will abandon ship to go and jump into drama and chaos and all those things. So when you arguing and bickering and all of that with somebody, that means that you've taken your attention off of the prize. You've taken your attention off of the goal, off of what you got planned. Because your energy goes where your attention flows. So you giving your attention to the drama, to the chaos. Again, homegirls, you know, low vibrational homegirls, they ain't got no man. It's always some drama. You know, they always doing everything other than what they supposed to be doing to get to where they need to be. But you in your head like, well, it ain't birds of the feather flock together. Those are my friends, and I love them for who they are. I just do them. So you still attached to toxicity because you're going to take a break from vibrating high to go deal with lower level energy because you love it. See, spirit don't put no code of conduct on family, friends, relationships, or none of that. You got to move with a pure heart, and you have to continue to work on yourself to be the best version of yourself and to ascend. So that goes for family too. Your family, toxic, low vibrational, you know, all this right here, you got to remove yourself from that energy too. We are in the same lineage, right? But we also have a soul tribe. So go find other people in your soul tribe. Just because they not aligning with you on their soul, on that level, and you feel like they put this emphasis on brother, sister, cousin, auntie, uncle, mother, father, if it don't work, common sense to say, then move on. But the thing is that we as a people, we lack the common sense, or as Move would say, the common knowledge, to want to do better for ourselves and to want our energy to be at peace. So we deal with things, people, places, and things that we shouldn't have to, but because we feel like we're obligated to based on a title. Our number one concern should always be us and our peace. Me and my peace, you and your peace. And if the situation does not bring you peace, then that's when you should remove yourself from it. We hold on to relationships that don't bring us peace. There's not a piece of peace enough, but it's been 12 years, so fuck it, they ain't going to change. And so you're not going to change because someone else isn't going to change? Unless you a twin, you came into this world on your own. We are in control of our own destiny, right? And so in order for us to win, we have to always move with a pure heart. Moving with a pure heart does not mean that we reduce ourselves for somebody else. You get what I'm saying? We got to continue to push forward and be the best version of ourselves. And if we single-handedly, one by one, work on being the best version of ourselves, then guess what? As a collective, we will rise. We will win, right? We will change the frequency. But we don't, because every time you look on social media, it's drama, it's chaos, it's somebody else's business. And those are the models that you follow. I told you months and months back, I stopped following Shade Room because all you're doing is promoting LGBTQ, ABC, whatever, and you're promoting the drama, the chaos. You can look at white titles. They would put, you know, the baby mother, you know, a mother of the child. You look at black people, they put baby mama, baby dad. You know what I'm saying? They right here in your face, continuing to program you. And so many people are addicted to that. They want to hear the drama. They want to hear the chaos. They want to hear the conflict. They want to hear the confusion. They want to see all. They want to do all these. And I attribute me moving with a pure heart a lot to my wins in life. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have shitty moments, and life can turn around and flip at any moment. You can be up, and then boom, you gravitate right above the ground. You don't let me fall, God. You know what I'm saying? But then you continue to move with a pure heart, and that's where your wins will come in at. That's when your breaks will come in at. You know what I'm saying? I used to be that person. You say something, I'm finna argue back down with y'all. But now it's like, you know, the energy that I got to get in to reduce myself to your level. It take me more energy to descend to your level than it does for me to continue to vibrate at my highest frequency and ignore you. It takes absolutely no energy to continue to operate in my godly self versus, okay, you did this to me, so I'm going to do that for you, right? We have to trust in the universe that every dog has its day. Karma is going to visit you no matter how you look at it, right? You can turn around and say, I cheated on my girl, but I ain't worried about it because I ain't finna get in no other relationship. Baby, karma hit your mama. It'll hit your sister. It'll hit your brother. It's going to hit your dad. It's going to hit somewhere that you're going to feel it just as hard as if it would have been you. You understand me? Karma does not miss whatsoever. So we have to understand that the universe ain't here to be played with, okay? We can either get into our godly self and our godly mind and continue to vibrate at a high frequency, or we can reduce ourselves to the materialistic things of this world, to the negative energy in this world, to the gossip, to the chaos, to the confusion of this world, and be a part of it. This is why there's only 144,000 people that are chosen to be the earth angels, to be the workers, you know what I'm saying, on this earth. It's never going over 144,000. That means that a new one can't come in till one goes out. 144,000 people. Now, if you turn around and you look at all the churches, you look at all of these positive things, you look at all of these love and light people, you look at all of these people that's pushing and producing this stuff, and you say, well, somebody ain't adding up. The math ain't mathing. You know what I'm saying? And everybody has these agendas and these energies that they put forth in front of the people, and then behind closed doors, they're a completely different person, right? And you know some of those people. You know what I'm saying? Like you can be like, oh, yeah, that's my homie Rod, and Rod do this and do that. But then when you see Rod on the flip side, you know, Rod a little different person, like, man, Rod cool. You know, Rod crazy as hell, but, you know, Rod be doing this for the people and that. So you give them a pass. We don't get passes. As spiritual workers and healers and the ones that are put here to bring people closer to God, we don't get passes. We actually held at such a high regard that that's one thing that you have to tap into and realize that you are held at a higher regard. Because the things that's going to happen to you, your punishment, my punishment will be completely different at this stage in life than it would have been 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I feel that way. My punishment is completely different than a sheep's punishment, right? A sheep can go out and do whatever they do, and they used to live in life uncomfortably. They used to the chaos. They used to the drama. So it's like, okay, it fits into them. My life will be completely like, oh, okay, God be like, okay, this is what we're doing? Okay, let me show you. You know what I'm saying? We have to realize that the bigger our mission is, the bigger, you know, the audience is, the bigger, the more eyes that are on us, the higher the standard that we're held to. So in order for us to win as a people, and you just sitting there like, oh, my God, this ain't right. Listen, I tell you no lie. Stop matching people energy and be the best version of yourself. Be the best version of yourself. Ignore it. We got into this thing of, oh, somebody talk shit about you, you got to talk shit back, or da-da-da, or you this or you that. I'll be whatever you want me to be because I know that my spirit guide's going to handle that. Now, if you keep poking the bear, okay, you're going to have to deal with what you got to deal with. But I'm not out here bothering nobody, you know? And I was thinking because I had 5 relationships from 2006, you know, going forward. They always was crazy. I've suffered at the hands of these relationships when they ended. Me, myself, I will end the relationship amicably, hurt and all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get out everything I need to say, but I'm going to move on and forget about you like I never met you, right? Because there's nothing I can do. I can't fight with you. You know, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. And sometimes, you know, I fault. you know, after that. And spirit's like, ah, you know, you're gonna pay for that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got people that know, okay, well, I'm gonna just try to make you angry. You know what I'm saying? And I said to myself, I said, God, guide me. You know, guide me to where I need to be so that I don't have to get the energy of fighting. Guide me to where I need to be that I don't have to worry about walking away. Guide me to where I need to be that I don't have to worry about somebody, you know, trying to have an ego and so on and so forth. And that's when I was guided, you know, to where I am. But, you know, it's okay to ask God for guidance. You will sometimes realize that God may answer those prayers faster than you asking them for something. God, I need $100. I need $100,000. Ask God for guidance. He's happy to give you guidance. She's happy to give you guidance. Start asking to better yourself so that you can do the work for yourself, and watch how things start aligning and the people start aligning, coming into your life that's able to add value to your life, right? Watch how it happens. But we have to realize that we are in control of our own destiny, and we also have free will. Just like that adversary or that cheater or whoever else has free will, we also have free will. And our free will is based on how we respond to the people that wrong us. And I know they like, turn the other cheek, I ain't got time for that. And I hear you. Listen, baby, do you. I'm not judging you or none of that. But at the end of the day, if I'm talking to somebody and they say, oh, I don't have it in me to turn the other cheek, now, and this is just somebody just popping off, this ain't no, you know, this ain't nothing warranted, then I already know that you're not even on my level to deal with. We also have to be mindful of the people that we're dealing with so that we can win. We want to keep a winning circle. You understand me? Keep a winning circle so that you can get to where you need to be, right? If your circle ain't winning, if your circle is off, then what you got going on? Because the circle's supposed to do a 360. Your circle off, you're doing 180s and wondering why you keep ending up in the same spot so fast. Lead with a pure heart in order to win. What you got to say, Mo?
Yeah. All right. Well, I just, you know, it's an interesting conversation. So I just wanted to know, what is your definition of a pure heart? What warrants a pure heart in your opinion?
A pure heart is exactly what I'm saying. Not being an adversary, not being evil, not fighting, having good intentions with everything that you do.
Okay. Yeah. So then I think that's very, that's very important, you know, because I was just breaking this down, I guess. You know, I was just trying to analyze a little bit. I think you should, you know, always have a pure heart if possible, you know. But I was kind of going deep, you know, beneath the surface because now, so I'm gonna go off on a little tangent here, so just follow me. But basically, we're in AD times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that, you know, everything is calculated and logical and strategic and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we've been since if we're looking at, you know, where are we in 2023? So for the last 2,000 years, it's shifted to that. But if we go to BC, which is before Christ, you know, it was a different time. You know what I'm saying? It was a more pure time, I would say. You know what I'm saying? And I think at that time, people was more in tune with their heart, you know, and they wasn't so, you know, stuck on certain things that's more logical. I think it was more soulful. And I think that's when we really, you know, as black people really rule, you know what I'm saying, at that time, because we're more heart, soul-driven people, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I think that's what gravitates me towards comedic spirituality is because of my heart, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still, you know, align myself and tap in with those types of energies, even though it's, like, ancient energy. I mean, it's still being uncovered to this day because a lot of our people has, like, you know, lost sight of it. It wasn't taught to them. or they don't know how to tap into that feeling. Because actually, if you look at it, you know, the laws of Mat, you know, which is the ancient goddess who embodies the principle of law, order, justice, and balance. And in, you know, Kemetic times, it was said that they would, you know, balance your heart, you know what I'm saying, against a feather. So, you know what I'm saying, to see if it was pure, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's the gist of where you're coming from with this. So, yeah, I think you definitely have to have a...
kind of, right?
Okay.
You know, there's an old saying, the game don't change, just the niggas in it, right? And that saying was some of the really shit that you heard, you know what I'm saying, back when they was letting real music, you know, be played and things like that. So I can definitely take that. Me walking in this life, the game don't change, just the people in it. So, yeah, the times are different, as you're saying, like, yeah, they could move with a pure heart, you know, back then because life was completely different. That the challenge ain't if it's easy to do it, it's to do it no matter the circumstances and situation. And I can tell you that the old me versus knuck if you buck me versus moving with a pure heart, you know, just taking the high road, not stepping down, not twisting my crown for the things that are beneath me, baby, I choose this side any day. You know what I'm saying? It's like helping somebody, right? Oh, I got it. I can help you. Helping somebody is not about when you got it. If you're going to help, you're going to help when you ain't even got it. You know what I'm saying? So I get it, but no, I mean, that has nothing to do with it. It's a bigger challenge, yeah, but we set up for it. We here for it, right? That's the reason that all of these things are evolving, and most of these changes are man-made changes, might I add, right? They're man-made changes and agendas that they're pushing on us. They want people to think, ah, well, it's so much easier to just go along with the ways of the world now than to tap into our godly self and continue to move in godly light energy. That's not how we move it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think this is I'm just trying to analyze it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just the whole heart aspect. You know, when somebody says, oh, that person's got heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, that usually means that they got something about them that's just, like, radiant. And it's a feeling. It's not really you can describe it. You know what I'm saying? See a person playing sports and they just go extra. They can tap into something. So,
yep.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to tap into it because I think this conversation. All right, so, like, we got our six senses. You know what I'm saying? Perceive this existence that we're in, you know, that's how we perceive it. And, you know, with language, which is what we're using right now, how we're communicating and we're understanding each other, you know, we can kind of talk about it, like how you just gave different examples and stuff like that. But I think the heart is more of a feeling. I don't really think you can really... It's not really, you can't really talk about it to me. I can't really quantum it. You know what I'm saying? Like if we're talking about, like I said, what we're in now, you know, AD times, you know, I can talk about strategy. I can talk about logic. You know, I can talk about, you know, different things of that nature because those are like things that you can kind of like analyze and kind of dissect. But when it comes to certain things like, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm saying, I'm going to use an analogy like you just gave. So, you know, when they see somebody, they be like, oh, that's such a sweetheart, right? Sweetheart, right? Because this person is, you know, probably soft-spoken, always willing to help, you know, always, you know, it's in their heart to just be a sweet person, right? No matter who they're talking to. You feel me? Pure heart is the same thing. Your intentions are always pure. Your intentions are never to get over on anybody. Your intentions is for everybody to win that's involved. Your intentions is to do the right thing, do what it's described to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really just a feeling.
From what perception, though? you know, that could be from your perception, but from the person, from another person's perception, it could be perceived totally different, you know?
Exactly, right? Because your reality is not my perception and vice versa. And here is why we need order in life, right? So there's always some type of spiritual or religious structure. So one's perception based on a spiritual conversation is generally going to go based upon their perception in life and their spiritual or religious journey, right? So if we are here growing as one spiritually, this is why, hey, this is what we need. You know, I'm breaking it down. Now, again, everybody don't see it that way. As I said before, you got some people like, oh, no, I ain't taking no high road. Oh, no, you ain't trying me. No, you know, I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that, right? And that's perfectly fine. I'm never here to go back and forth with this person to try to explain to them why God said that we need to not live in ego and that we need to always have humility. You know, I'm not here to tell you the laws of Ifa and, you know, what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Based upon the followers or the devotees of Ifa. I'm not here for that, right? I hear you, and I take it in. And again, I say, okay, well, guess what? We're not on the same page. There's no going backwards and forth with it. You know what I'm saying? Because you're right. We all have different stages that we stand on, right? So when it comes down to a pure heart doing things the right way, right? Somebody pissed me off, right? Somebody pissed me off this week. And I found myself, you know, saying what I had to say, but I found myself going to pray. You know what I'm saying? You know, boy, give me strength. You know, blah, blah, blah. So it's one of those things is that it's your actions. It's what you find comfort in. I find comfort in having a pure heart to say, you know what? I'm not going to reduce myself for nobody, but I will go pray about this situation and ask God to guide me and ask God to step in, right? Because at the end of the day, a lot of this stuff is out of my control. You know, so hypothetically, you come at me, you know, and you got so much to say, your mind is made up. I can't go back and forth with you. I got to go to God, right? Because if I go back and forth to you, then that's an argument, that's a, you know, possible fight, et cetera, et cetera. We got to know when to fold them. And anything that's leading us into a lower vibrational energy, a lower version of ourselves, we fold on it. We fold on it and we go give it to God. Now, keep in mind, I'm also a child of Obatala, right? Baba Obatala walks with me, so I'm a child of Obatala. Obatala is the first deity here on earth. Obatala is the father of all mankind and all of the Orisha. So, you know, my standpoint on something is like, you know, I'm just going to pray about it. You know, we're not finna go back and forth. I'm not finna keep tongue wrestling with you. Let's try to find a resolve. If we can't find a resolve, then I'm going to throw my hands in the air and I can't deal with it no more. I got to give it to God and let God figure it out from there, right? If it's something that I can't fix, then God can't. There's nothing that God can't do. So that's my energy, right? But then your energy might be like, some go off, you going back and forth with this person. You may, nah, man, because you're going to hear my point. There's a fight. You know, there's a verbal altercation between you and this person because you got two people that's strong about what they feel and how they feel like something should be ghost or be said, how something should be, how something should go, how something should be said, right? And so that's where the difference comes, right? Because when you're going back and forth, do you know how much energy that you got to muster up to go back and forth? Do you know that these lower vibrational energies can't really bother you unless they're warranted into your space, unless, you know, somebody's doing an actual ritual, because you got lower vibrational energies that are just floating around waiting to jump on you, right? And when you put yourself in that lower vibrational space, you're moving anything that's good energetically away from you, right? You know, things cannot exist in chaos, right? High vibrational things cannot exist in chaos. And chaos cannot exist around a high vibrational being for the simple reasons that I just told you.
Well, I don't always have a pure heart to everybody. I don't. You know what I'm saying? But I have a pure, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think my energy just kind of sinks with certain people, and then it can be a pure kind of heart. But it just automatically isn't a pure heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, you know, like, And then other things like, you know, you may have a brave heart at times, you know what I'm saying? Like that courage, you know what I'm saying? Like certain, like, I think I have a certain type of brave heart in certain instances, you know, like I like to protect people that I care about, you know what I'm saying? And like, it'll kick in, you know what I'm saying? Without like, no, it's just like a feeling or whatever. So yeah, it's a brave heart, you know? And then, I think love, you know, comes from the heart, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you get a love for something or somebody, that passion and stuff like that, I think that kind of resonates from the heart. I don't really think that comes from the mind. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something hard. Because you can see, if you analyze, you know, just things just out there, you know, a lot of times we got so much going on that we don't really break down certain symbols and things or whatever to really kind of, you know, I guess try to analyze it or talk about it. But like I said, a heart to me is more of a feeling. Like, so a lot of times you can't really talk about it. You can describe it sometimes because I guess sometimes the feeling is tangible, where you can say, like, I got love for somebody, and this is wild, this is how they make me feel. But I think, you know, the heart is such a, it's, you know, because that's how it pumps blood throughout your system. But then, like, it's a, you know, this organ that we have, the heart, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a, you know, it's just something else to it. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of the, you know, your nervous system all works with it. So it's just deeper, you know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of times it's not really something that can just be talked about or analyzed. I think, you know, you really, it's just a feeling, you know what I'm saying? And like you sink with some certain people, you know what I'm saying? And that's how, you know, you get love for that person, you know what I'm saying? Because you fall in sync and you're like, damn, you know, I got love for that person because I see something in them and they see something in me and we sync together. So, you know, that's how I kind of look at it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best way I can describe it. But I think it's interesting because, you know, that's why I was asking you those questions, like, you know, what's your definition of the pure heart and everything? Because, you know, it's something that's not really, it's talked about, but then again, like I said, for me, it's hard for me to talk about in a way because, like I said, it's just a feeling, and some certain feelings can't just be talked about. You know, it's just a feeling, so you got to just feel it. You know,
and that's solid, brother. Because keep in mind, here I am. You know, look at what I do. You know, this is what I do. I do the spiritual aspect of life, right? I'm here, you know, doing this type of work. So I'm moving on a different level because that's what I signed up for, you know, obviously before I returned to Earth, to be this person, to lead people to spirit and to, you know, move with a pure heart and do the right things, right? Not to say that, you know, it ain't easy. It's easier to be a civilian, right? But that's not my destiny here on Earth. So you're not far. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do well. I mean, you're man enough to say, this is how I operate, right? And that's perfectly fine for you because we all have our own destinies and our own path. So, yeah, it's no judgment when it comes to that, right? But you being a man to say, you know what? Yeah, you know, at times I can, but there's some people I just can't. And that takes more courage and more energy to be real than to lie. You know what I'm saying? So, exactly. You know, big major props to you. Me as a spiritual worker here doing all of these things, I can't make it. You know what I'm saying? I can't say the same thing. God's going to be like, what? All right, come home. Like, I ain't trying to come home. You know what I'm saying? So I got to move a little different. But my mission here is to give you guys something to think about. You know what I'm saying? And to let you know, yeah, there are people that move in certain ways, right? And it's like, you know, well, you know, SG, she got to move that way. I'm not trying to be that person. But there's something you can still aspire to be, right? The best version of yourself, and it's perfectly fine. When my partner trying to be funny, he'll be like, okay, Miss High Mighty. You know, and I'd be like, okay, you know, that's kind of petty. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like, you know, I live it. You know, I live this life, and I'm thankful. because I wasn't this person. I was, I mean, I was always me, but I was not. You know, I had a different mind. I had a different mindset. You know, it was nuck if you buck black. You know, years back.
You know what? And then so, the other thing, my fault. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're still.
And I'm just saying I'm grateful for the growth, and I'm thankful because, you know, this isn't just words. This is, you know, me being shown by my spirit guides. This is me being shown, like, hey, there's rewards in doing right. And so I'm grateful for it. Well, what you was going to say?
So the other thing I was just saying, since we just talked about heart, and I was kind of just breaking it down as I think about it, but like when somebody has a broken heart, you know, like it seems like at that point they had a feeling for somebody or whatever, and they were synced. At least they thought they were in sync person, and then that connection was, you know, broken. You know, that connection got split or got cut, and then, you know, and, you know, that's
okay.
Why you hear the term broken heart, you know.
So with the term broken heart, now keep in mind that we are all here to get closer to love, right? Everyone's mission is love, right? This is why you have people that's married. This is why you have people that in relationships. This is why you have people that want relationships, right? And we're all here to get closer to love, right? Because guess what? What's love? God is love. So if we say God is love and we compare our heart to love, our heart is God, right? That's where God lives, right? In our heart. That's supposed to be our godly self, right? If you're breaking it down to that sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if something mm-hmm. is godly, then what does that mean? It's pure. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just coming from a completely different angle from you. But, yes, love is associated with it, heart with the heart, because we're here to get closer to love. And I was, okay, again, I can tell you that when I was, you know, my other self, I had relationships, you know. I really wasn't focused on relationships for a long time because it was just, you know, I'm focused on my bag. I'm focused on doing what I got to do, and I genuinely tapped out of that. Right. And so when I got into it, like, I've had relationships, I've had long relationships. But when I sit down and I look at the love I have now and the thoughts and the things that I may tolerate now versus then, I question, was I really ever in love? So, you know, and that could be another topic for another day, but, you know, I question myself, was I really ever in love? Yeah, I was with this person for this amount of years, and, you know, that was held together because we had businesses and so on and so forth, and, you know, that person taught me this aspect of life, right? And this is how I responded to this, but was I fighting and responding to that because I was in love with them, or was I fighting and responding to the outside people because I was trying to protect something that I wasn't used to, right? And then you look at the next situation and be like, oh, yeah, you know, we rocked and, you know, we had a child together, and you feel like you love somebody because you have a child with them, but it's just the connection, it's the soul tie that you have now created. So you're like, dang, I never really loved that person either. You know what I'm saying? And then when you look at your current state of the current state of your union, and you're like, you know, like, I never felt like this, you know what I'm saying, about anybody else. Like, what we consider love, because we with somebody for a extended period of time, because we're sleeping with that person on a regular basis, you know, I didn't consider that, I don't consider that being love. Also, I would go forth to say this. Especially, and I can only speak on the divine feminine because I'm not a man. But as a woman, when you truly love somebody, you're not even in the energy to go tit for tat anyway, because you don't want to sleep with nobody else. You don't want to be with nobody else. You don't want to, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be without said person. So you're tapping into your godly self just in general because of love. You know, some of the squares and the people that Who is that? Who is the boxer that came out with his baby mama of six kids and she was plus size? I think it was Crawford. He came out with his baby mama and she was plus size and everybody's like, why her? Da, da, da. Because she loyal. He's a professional boxer. He making all this money, but you got a loyal baby mama at home. Don't matter that she plus size, because all of these women out here, they going to look good. They going to say the right shit, but they for the streets. You understand? So people hold on to loyalty. You know, a man, like, and I'm a female. I know a man know when you loyal or not. Rather they know that they know it or not. Like, they know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if they are looking around. They know when you loyal. A man knows what his shit feel like. A man know the different times of the month that the grip gonna change around when the time of her month. You know, it might change because, you know, around ovulation. You know, all that. A man know his person, right? And so a man know when somebody loyal. It's just it's something that's released, especially when you are connected to said person. So these are the things that's not talked about, because women feel like, oh, they don't know nothing. They still rocking with me, da-da-da-da-da-da. They rock with you, but do they truly rock with you? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's on a whole nother level. But, you know, we talk about love and heart, right? We're here to get closer to love. Love is God. You know, so God should live in your heart, right? God is what? Pure. Okay.
All right. Well, that's deep. Yeah. No, that's deep, man. So shout out to you, Black. You know what I'm saying? So that was your closing thoughts with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So once again, that was tonight's spiritual topic, which is Black's topic of the night, which is leading with a pure heart to win. So, yeah, definitely. Shout out to Black for really, you know, breaking that down. I think that was, you know, interesting because it's something that I don't really get a chance to talk about too often. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I get caught up in the feeling. And for me, it's kind of hard to kind of, like, analyze it. But, you know, we did our best. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being the case, it is time for my favorite part of the show. So, you know, if you are new to the show, or is this your first time listening? This is the world famous Chop Up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week and bring it to the world famous Chop Up and speak on it. So as I always do before I, you know, run down the different topics that I have for tonight, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on this past week that you was like, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the world famous Chop Up and we're going to speak on it?
Not this week. I hadn't for the last 2 weeks, but I have not been able to get over there. And I think I sent you something about what you sent me. But other than that, I have not. I literally go over there and post. And if I see something while I'm waiting on it to upload, then I'll be like, okay. But I haven't done any research today, this week.
Okay. All right. Well, I got it. Because especially, I didn't really get a chance to – usually I preview – what I'm going to talk about on Tuesday's episode of the World Famous Chop Up. So I didn't really get a chance to talk about that last week. So being that I've already discussed it on this Tuesday's, this past Tuesday's World Famous Chop Up, the Tuesday edition, I'm going to spin the block and kind of just go over the last three topics that me and shout out to my co-host Kev Hurt that we chopped it up about in the World Famous Chop Up this past Tuesday. So, all right. So the first one the first topic that we did was, this is going to be, you know, I'm going to jump right into the sports report, right? So, you know, shout out to the NBA. The NBA is in the in-season tournament. And so, you know, I just was posing this question because shout out to Draymond Green. So anybody that's not here, you know, Draymond Green is the power forward for the Golden State Warriors, you know, four-time NBA champion. But this topic was, is the toughness of Draymond Green the last of a dying breed in the NBA? So we kind of chopped it up about it. And the reason why, I guess, you know, I posed this question was, he had a situation with this guy named Rudy Gobert, who was a 7'1" French guy, center, you know, plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Shout out to Anthony Edwards. They got Karl-Anthony Towns. They're doing pretty good this year. I think they have, they,
to this moment, you know, I haven't checked the standings in the last couple of days, but last time I checked, they did have the number one record in the Western Conference, even better than the Denver Nuggets, who was the champions of this past year. So, anyway, it was an altercation. Klay Thompson, you know, of course, the big three in Golden State, you have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. So this was a game, I think it was like the first possession or something like that, so they got at it early. But basically, something happened. Klay Thompson got into it with a person, and the person kind of pushed him, and they start pushing. And then to break it up, I believe Rudy Gobert kind of like, you know, slightly kind of like grabbed Klay Thompson, and then Draymond Green basically put Rudy Gobert kind of like in a chokehold. And this dude is 7'1". And Draymond Green is probably about 6'8". And he just kind of like, you know, pulled him down the court. And, you know, he was ejected, of course. They were both ejected, and Klay Thompson. And, you know, he got suspended for 5 games. So I guess I say that to say this, because lately, you know, when I watch the NBA, the same as it used to be. You know, I grew up watching the NBA from the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, and it was just a certain toughness, you know what I'm saying, it went with the league, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we had probably one of my favorite championship teams of back in the day was the 89-90 back-to-back Detroit Pistons. You know, big shout-out to the Great Lakes. But they had Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars. They had a young Dennis Rodman, Rick Mahorn, Bill Laimbeer, coached by Chuck Daly. And they was just rough and rugged, man, just an ill brand of basketball. And, you know, I just thought Draymond Green, you know, like, it's just that toughness, man. Like, I just, you know, was wondering if it was a dying breed. So, you know, me and my coach, Kev, we went back and forth. And, you know, I think it's starting to maybe come back to that a little bit, because, you know, the reason why I'm not so into – I don't watch basketball as much. You know, I'll always watch basketball, but just on a nightly basis. You know, I'll just catch highlights here and there, and I really like to listen to just, you know, certain people that I trust talk about it, and that kind of give me updates. But, you know, just the toughness – it hasn't been, you know what I'm saying, with the newer, I guess, generation of basketball players. But I do like Draymond Green's game, because he's, to me, is a throwback. He's kind of like a Dennis Rodman type, you know, and I just like that rough and ruggedness, you know what I'm saying? Like, because any finesse type of team, like the Golden State Warriors, the way they were, you know, you got Steph Curry, you got Klay Thompson, you know, those are finesse players. You need somebody a little rough and rugged, so, you know, the defense just don't collapse on them and just try to, you know, push them around like that. So, you know, so we chopped it up about that. So I just thought that was an interesting, you know, interesting topic, you know what I'm saying, especially. And then, you know, he got suspended for the 5 games, and they made it, so he came right back for an in-season tournament game. They lost to the Sacramento Kings. Shout out to them, because they seem like they want to come up a little bit. But also, too, though, what's interesting about Draymond Green was, even last year, they had another popular young player named Jordan Poole, and Draymond Green had, you know, snuffed him, and this was a teammate, you know what I'm saying? But I guess Jordan Poole was kind of like, you know, going a little hard and talking a lot of stuff, and, you know, it came back. And I guess, you know, Draymond Green just got sick of it, you know, and punched him, you know what I'm saying? And then, but what was interesting about it is you would think that they might have, all right, this is it, we're going to trade Draymond Green. But they did the opposite. They traded Jordan Poole and kept Draymond Green. So that kind of lets you know that they, you know, he's a fabric of their team, you know what I'm saying? So he's the enforcer. So, you know, I just think that's an interesting, you know, conversation, because, you know, any team that's coming up now, you know, of course you got your skilled players, but you still need just those tone setters, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just thought that was interesting, you know what I'm saying? So we talked about that in the first topic. Now, the second topic that we chopped it up about was this question. It was a random question, and it was basically, can Snoop detox? And basically, the way this went down, this was kind of like an April Fool's joke, I guess. You know, it's not April Fool's, it was November. But Snoop had the internet going nuts, you know, because Snoop, you know, a couple weeks ago was just like, you know what, you know, and talking to my family and friends, you know, I'm giving up smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done with the smoke, and you know, please just pardon my privacy at this time. So everybody was going wild, like, man, Snoop actually stopping, you know, going to stop smoking weed. And then it came out a few days later, you know, I think he was promoting some smokeless fire pit or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like a joke, but, you know, it just kind of had me thinking, because I've talked about this on the show a few times of how, you know, back in the day, I used to smoke a lot of weed, man. I used to really be on my Snoop Dogg, Bob Marley type-ish. And, you know, now with the legalization of marijuana and, you know, it's so just legal and easy to get, you know, I find myself not even, you know, having the urge to smoke as much or wanting to. So I just thought that was interesting. I think, you know, Snoop saying that, it had a lot of people just thinking, and, you know, especially people who used to be heavy weed smokers, such as myself, kind of analyzing it, like, all right, now, once again, I'll never say that I won't indulge again, but, you know, it's just like I'm not hunting for it or trying to find it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the time is right and everything just aligns organically, you know, I'll still smoke, you know, indulge a little bit. But like I said this before too. When I do indulge in marijuana, I do enjoy sativa as opposed to indica. You know what I'm saying? And sativa just seems like it's harder to find. So, you know, we were going back and forth on that, but that was interesting. But, you know, it would be kind of interesting if Snoop were to, him and Dr. Dre, if they were ever going to do a Detox album. You know, Detox is the Dr. Dre album that Dr. Dre has been talking about for like the past 20 years. This is the time to do it. So, you know, we thought that was interesting. So, chopped it up about that. Final topic that we talked about last week was we did a music review. And I'm also, after I do this, I'm going to kind of give you a preview of what we're going to be discussing this coming Tuesday and give you some reviews. Like I said, I got my stars back. So, but before I get into that, you know what I'm saying, let me just tell you the third topic. So the third topic was, you know, we reviewed E-40. His new album is called Rule of Thumb, Rule One. Me and Kev both gave it a thumbs up, man. I gave it 4.5 mics. This is definitely E-40's best album since his 2006 album that really, really made me an E-40 fan. It was called My Ghetto Report Card. That was the one back in the day. Yeah, joints on it. That Tell Me Where to Go. The joint with Candy from Escape. Just a dope album, man. You know what I'm saying? That really, like, you know, put me on to the E-40. I mean, I always was, like, somewhat of a fan, but that really solidified it. And then, you know, of course, through the years, E-40's had different projects that's been pretty good. You know, definitely had some bangers, dope features. But this one, Rule of Thumb, Rule One, definitely has been his best work since then as far as a totality of an album. And he's just my favorite. When it comes to, like, game and just, like, damn, you know, I got to get my shit together, you know what I'm saying? I got to sharpen up. E-40's my go-to, man. Like, that dude, he always gets me in the right frame to get my money right, you know what I'm saying, and just make sure that I'm not hustling backwards. So, you know, those were the three topics that we went over, man. So pretty dope show, you know, as always. So now – let's bring it up to date with just certain topics that I just wrote down, jotted down. So now this Tuesday, let me see here, two topics. We haven't finalized the third topic, but the first two, and I'm not sure what the order is going to be, but first topic, sports topic is Skip Bayless. You know what I'm saying? So, and I talked about this before. Undisputed, of course,
what I think after the NBA Finals, basically that was Shannon Sharpe's last show, and then Shannon Sharpe went on to ESPN. I guess he goes on with Stephen A. You know, I don't watch, you know, Stephen A's First Take or whatever. I don't even watch Skip shows anymore, but I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But basically, I think as far as ratings, though, Stephen A, I believe First Take, is beating Skip show now. You know what I'm saying? And I guess he's doing pretty well with Shannon Sharpe, you know, doing a couple of – I think he's on there like two or three times a week now. Especially, you know, probably I'm sure he's on there on Mondays, you know, after the football weekend or whatever. Now Skip Show debuted, you know, the new version of it debuted in September, and it kind of had a, you know, a revamp. You know, he said the Lil Wayne, you know, shout out to Lil Wayne, and, you know, I definitely been bumping his latest project, you know, Collie Grove with him and 2 Chainz. So, you know, we gave that review a couple of weeks ago. But shout out to Lil Wayne. But anyway, you know, Lil Wayne was going to have a little bit more say-so, Young Money and stuff like that with the show and stuff like that. And I've seen a few spots. You know, I like Lil Wayne's opinion. But, you know, it's always good. And it was good, like, every so often. You know, I don't know how, you know, I haven't been watching it, like, to really give a opinion of where I think Lil Wayne's input on the show has been as far as, you know, since they started it this new season. And then as far as the other co-host, what's his name? All right, now I'm going blank, man. I should have wrote my notes. Yeah, man. Well, okay. Michael Irvin. I know he's on there, you know, a few times out of the week. So that kind of gets monotonous. I like Michael Irvin a lot. But with Michael Irvin, you know, he was a Dallas Cowboy and, you know, Skip, the big-time Cowboys fan. So that just gets – even though the Cowboys are doing very well this year, but it just gets overhyped. You know, I just stop. I don't need to hear so much about the Cowboys, you know, when it makes sense. And, you know, they are winning this year, but, you know, I just don't want it to be so much. And, you know, Skip can talk about them like all the time. So anyway, that's one part. Then you got Keyshawn Johnson and Richard Sherman. So let me just not forget. All right. So now that I memorize it. So Keyshawn Johnson, I like Keyshawn a lot too, man, before, but he's been on there and he's been a little bland. Like I'm a little disappointed. I thought he was going to have a little bit more oomph. I don't know, a little bit more opinion. I don't know. If something's missing, man, something's off. I don't like the beats he's wearing. I mean, not that I'd be looking at people's appearance or like that, but it's just certain things. It just throws me off, man. Like, he's got like a bunch of beads that he wears on his arm, and it just doesn't look good on TV, in my opinion. I don't know. It just throws off. I didn't even think he was that type of guy to wear like beads and shit like that. I thought he was more of a jewelry type of person, but I don't know. So that was a little disappointing. Then his pick, you know, his preseason pick, he picked the Saints, and his, I think his nephew played for the Saints, and, you know, his nephew had a really good season a couple of years ago, got the bag, but ever since then, it seems like he's kind of stealing money because he just fell off. Not stealing money, but, you know, he's not worth the contract. And then he just picked him just as a homer pick, and it wasn't like an objective pick. So that kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. And then Richard Sherman, he just doesn't have a – I'm just not a fan of his opinions, really, man. It just doesn't move the needle. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say this. And then, you know, once basketball season starts, he doesn't really have a clear-cut basketball person that he can go to Skip on there because, you know, I don't want to hear football players talk about basketball, you know? It just doesn't. So long story short, I think the producers are very disappointed. They're trying to shake up the show already. So, wow, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be breaking that down. I know Kev Herc has really kind of been paying attention to that story, so I'm eager to see because, like I said, I don't even watch it anymore. So that goes to show you that they skipped off a little bit. So definitely going to be talking about that. So that should be interesting. And then as far as the music topic of the night, now I can't wait to talk about this, man, because I just want to give flowers and props, man. But big shout-out to AZ. And in my opinion, man, he really just updated his resume. He just dropped the album this past, Friday or midnight, Thursday evening, Friday morning. But basically dropped a new album called Truth Be Told. And, I'm going to save my review for Tuesday. So, if you really want to see, I'm going to save it. I'm not going to really give too much. I'm going to give a different review, on the world famous Chop Up Tonight. But Tuesday, if you want to hear me, really break down the AZ album, me and Kev, definitely, follow the Mo Binns at, so at Mo Binns, MOBINNS, and you'll be plugged in. Or you can follow the world famous Chop Up. If the ad is Rap Sports Life, and then you'll definitely be plugged in. But we definitely do the Tuesday edition of the world famous Chop Up, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So those are the two topics, the skip and then the AZ review, album review. And then, we'll have a third topic as well. So that's what's coming up this Tuesday. So that's a little synopsis of what I talked about the previous Tuesday and what's coming up this coming Tuesday. Now, as far as current stories, let me see here. I got my notes. I've been kind of like, I haven't watched any of the clips, but I've been saving it to my YouTube. But the Young Thug YSL RICO trial is going on right now. So that's kind of interesting, man. And, they have, the testimony and stuff like that on TV. So, like I said, I haven't really, unpacked it, but I have, saved some clips. So, when I get a chance to kind of maybe check it out and watch it, I'll definitely bring it to the world-famous Chop Up and let you know what's going on with that. Speaking of RICO and stuff like that, RICO charges and things of that nature, that brings me to Power. And like I said, talked about this last week, but I was so pumped up because I finally got Stars back. They had a Black Friday kind of sale, and on Thanksgiving Eve, ordered Stars, and I haven't had it in 2 years. So I'm getting caught up on all the shows. So I just finished Power Book 2 Ghost, so that's the one with Ghost son Tyreek. Thumbs up, man. It was a great season, man. Shout out to shout out to the characters on the show. I really thought the chemistry was good, man. Tyreek did his thing. His homeboy Braden, that's the white dude he go to college with, he was a good character this year. Cooper Sacks, who was the corrupt cop / lawyer, Method Man, as the lawyer, did his thing. Monet, shout out to Monet. Mary J. Blige, man, this is her best work since What's the 411 when she was, doing music back in the day, man. She epitomizes, I don't even want to call her a trap queen, man. She's a queen pin on this show, and she's on point. And then, her kids, man, that's on the show, So Kane Tejada, that dude is gutter and gangster with it. I like the way his character's coming up. Drew, he's got an interesting storyline. And then Diana Tejada, man. So it was a good season, man. I enjoyed. Shout out to Lorenz Tate as Councilman Tate. He's a good character, man. So it was just a nice mixture, man. So I enjoyed it. Now, because I don't want to give it away for the people who maybe haven't seen it, but I will say this one part. Shout out to Tommy's character. Anybody who watches Power, Tommy was Ghost's right-hand man, white dude. He's like a white old dog or whatever, But anyway, I like how, the last couple episodes, I think he came back in for a little cameo appearance, and you see his storyline and everything with him and Tasha. But I started watching Power Book 4, I guess this one's called, and this is Force, and this is Tommy's spinoff version. But I call it basically the Great Lakes division of Power, because they're in the Great Lakes by way of Chicago. So I watched the first couple of episodes, man. Actually, soon as I finished doing the show tonight, my turn that on and kind of zone out maybe for an episode or two before I go to sleep. But that's on point, man. So that's gonna be the way I'm watching stuff now, like I said, I just finished you know, Power Book 2 Ghost. Me and my wife, you know, she likes P-Valley, so been watching that. Probably like on episode 5 or something like that with that. Then I just started, like I said, Force, which is Tommy's joint, you know, the Great Lakes version of Power. Then after that, I'm gonna probably go to BMF, and then I'll go to Raven Kane. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at, man. So, you know, my stars is on and popping, man. So whenever I got some free time, that's what I'm watching. And then lastly, you know, we got about 5 minutes left of the show. Another music review I'm gonna get into was shout out to this. I talked about this briefly, and it was funny, man, because me and my wife, we went out to dinner last night. And then about a month ago, I went out to dinner, and I think I was rocking to compilation albums. This is like his So Icy or whatever. It's like a So Icy compilation, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, Gucci Mane's, you know, people that's on his label or whatever. And he had like a compilation album that came out, I think, in 2021 or 2022. But basically, I was listening to it. I was like, man, this one dude kind of really stood out, man. Dude from Memphis. His name is Big Scar, right? He had a couple joints on there that just was going. I was like, oh, okay. And I was just listening to him when I was out. And then I was like, oh, man, I wonder if he got a solo album or anything like that. And I Googled him, and it just come to find out he died. Like, he died. He died December of last year, December 2022. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. Right? So, and then I saw he had like a, you know, album that came out like maybe like a year before that or whatever. I kind of listened to it. It was like, all right. But the songs that was on the compilation album was going. So, anyway, long story short, he dropped another album, and it's called Frozen. And it's pretty good, man. It's sad that he lost his life. I think he, like, overdosed on something, man. But dude was talented, man. So, you know, anybody just want to hear some Southern go, Big Scar is called Frozen. Good album, man. Sad to see that he, you know, lost his life, man. But it's dope, man. The whole album, I think, is produced by Bandplay. So, you know, Bandplay is like, if I'm not mistaken, the same producers that was with Young Dolph and Key Glock. Bandplay had a lot of beats off the Dumb and Dumber albums, Dumb and Dumber 1 and Dumb and Dumber 2, two classics. You know what I'm saying? That's the Young Dolph, Key Glock collaboration albums really put Young Dolph and Key Glock really, you know, on a map like that. But, this production of this Big Scar album had that same production, man. And, yeah, man, thumbs up, man. If you just want to, you know, people that's listening to it probably already like, oh, I've been hip to Big Scar, but, you know, I just got hip. So if you're not up on them, man, like, I think it's a pretty good album, man. Real, like, real just Southern syrupy Memphis. You know what I'm saying? It's dope, man. It's flows. It's pretty dope on that. And then let me see here. What else I've been vibing to? And then shout out to like the City Girls, man. I've been really like, you know, just they've been bringing to the game. Like I like Carisha Please. Like I've been watching her, you know, her show, you know, her podcast or whatever. Really good on YouTube. I like got all of her episodes on my YouTube. But I just really want to give a shout-out to JT. I got a chance to watch her. She had an interview with Angie Martinez. And I really want to get back into my – you know, we was doing, like, a lot of interviews for a minute on here. We kind of got away for that. I want to get back into it, but, like, it's got to be right. But anyway, I love it when an interview does come together and it's the right components. But this Angie Martinez, JT interview is really good. Angie Martinez, I've always respected her. She's, you know, big on the New York scene for a long time. Really does great work as far as interviewing and stuff like that. Really does her homework. But the JT, it's on YouTube, JT and Angie Martinez interview. Man, really good stuff, you know. Really got a chance to just know her story, you know, because she, you know, was in jail for scamming. And, you know, when she was in jail, things she did and stuff like that, man. Just real interesting interview.
And then the last thing I'll say before, well, actually, I'll save whatever else I was going to talk about for next week because I don't want to get cut off. But basically, you know, this has been another edition of Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. So as you know, we bring this to you live and uncut every Sunday, fun day, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you want to put a face with the voice, follow the IG, that's MONNS. Just keep it respectful. Definitely follow the Twitter, Real Adult Talk. And we spell talk, T-A-W-K. We put that country twang on it. So, you know, follow that. You know what I'm saying? That's always a good follow. You know, I keep it crunkle near. And until next week, you know, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace.